Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, once again, aging action hero Liam Neeson kicks some backside in another action thriller called Run All Night.
Run All Night seemed like it lasted all night long. Liam Neeson plays a killer with a heart of gold in this crime drama, car chase disaster film.
Yeah, it's something we've all seen before, but you know what? Liam Neeson has reinvented his career with these action movies. Taken, Taken 2, Taken 3, Unbroken, A Walk Among the Tombstones. These are all movies that he's made recently that have done well at the box office, and he's shown, you know, much to the delight of a lot of middle-aged men, that some guys can still do it.
I don't know. It just seems like he's cheapened himself. It's like seeing a great actor end up in a dinner theater.
Yeah, he plays a hitman whose son is being threatened by the local Irish mobster, played by Ed Harris, who's also his best friend. And he has to take matters into his own hands and go against all the people that he's worked with his whole life. And, you know, if you haven't seen anything like this before, that just means you haven't seen too many movies.
All the good guys are bad and no one trusts anyone. And there's even a cameo appearance by Nick Nolte. This film, to me, was like watching bad television.
The material is not as good as the cast. I will give you that. I do think it has a few guilty pleasures for action fans who like to see a lot of mayhem. It definitely delivers that.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. It's pretty dumb.
There's Christmas, attempted family reunions, burning buildings, a great car chase, gangs and thugs, and tattooed drug abusers in this mess of a film.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.